All right, hello.
Hi, hello.
And welcome to a Math Zorro podcast. I am your host, Chris Hanusa. I'm a professor of mathematics at Queens College of the City University of New York. We're talking triangles with our guest today, Xiao Qin.
Yes.
Hi, Xiao. Let us know a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I went to undergrad at Binghamton. After that, I spent 3 years working for a hedge fund where I didn't get paid nearly as enough. So now I'm doing a master's degree at Queens College, and if I still can't get a full-time job, I'll go do a PhD.
All right, there you go, that's a plan. So this semester you worked on a research project. Why don't you tell us about it?
Okay, so it's a the premise of the problem is very easy. It's just ask how many triangles of any shape, irregular or regular, can shape on a n by n grid. So if you have any n by n grid, we just ask how many triangles are there on it.
So think about a big grid with dots.
Right.
Dots are everywhere in a square grid, and you want to put some triangles where you choose three of the dots to be the corners of the triangles. And
exactly.
You're trying to figure out how many ways are there to do that.
Yes.
Okay. And what motivated you to ask this question?
Well, I've been interested in general problems about giving a set of points, what kind of given any general set of points, how many polygons can you find on it, and I find this problem to be a sort of easier,
a
less generalized version of what I've been trying to think.
So something more basic that you can just start out with.
Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of methods did you use to work on this problem?
I found that the triangle, given any triangle, no three points can be collinear. So that means if I can find any line that has exactly k points on it, I can always find another point not on this line to form a triangle with the two points chosen on the line.
Okay, so you're saying you're looking for maybe k points that are on a line.
Yes.
And you're saying that for any two of those k points,
mm-hmm.
any point that's off the line is going to make a triangle.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us more then.
Once we find this k points, we can easily form a triangle. But the hard part of the problem is how many lines are there for any that have exactly k points on it. So for example, if a line on n by n grid has n points on it, that's very easy. That's just 2n plus 2 because you have n vertical lines, n horizontal lines, and two diagonal lines. Now, but for any other k, where k is greater or equal than 2 and less than n, the problem becomes fairly difficult.
So can you give us a reason? So can you explain why it's kind of hard with even just 2?
Consider any n by n grid. So you want to have n points on it. What you're really considering is the slope of the line.
Okay.
So you can sort of shift this. Suppose you find a line that has 2 points on it. You can shift this line up and down, or left and right. So you can form many different lines by shifting up and down, left and right.
So keeping the same slope, just moving it parallel to where it was. Okay.
Right. And so if you have n very large, say n equals 100.
Okay.
You're gonna have it's very difficult to choose the slope. You're gonna have a lot of numbers that can form a slope, and you have to keep the slope, the x component and y component, to be relatively prime. So you don't overcount it.
Okay, so...
And that's not the only problem.
Okay, more problems.
Right.
Go ahead.
So another problem is that even for slopes that are less than, that do not form a k points on line, you can still cut off a segment of the line to be on the grid, and you still form k points. So for example, if you have n equals 100, and you have a line that's that slope is 5, you can always put it on the corner of the grid.
Mm-hmm.
And that also form a line with 25 points on it, because 100 divided by 5, that's 20 points on it.
Okay, so if you start at the corner, if you have your grid with maybe the coordinates of the points are 0, 0 up to
100, 100, 100, 100.
Right. And if we were to start a line with slope 5
mm-hmm.
at 0, 0, it would run into 20 points. But if we started it with a y-intercept maybe higher,
right,
then it would have a lot fewer than 20 points on it.
Right.
Okay, so even just knowing what the slope is doesn't tell us how many points are going to be on the line.
Exactly.
Okay, so how did you deal with that?
Okay, so I separate into both. I started with k equals 2.
Good, good. Always good to start with some easier cases.
But once I got k plus 2, I sort of generalized to k for any k greater or less than 2. In the interval between n and 2. What I found is that for k equals 2, the y coordinate has to be greater than the base the floor function of n over 2. And if it's greater, so this way, if you have consider a line that's at the 0, 0 origin,
mm-hmm.
if you have a slope where the y exponent is greater than the floor function.
The y-intercept?
Right,
The y-component of the slope.
Right.
Okay.
It's greater than n over 2, the ceiling function.
Okay.
Then you're only gonna hit 2 points.
Oh, okay, I got it.
And
sure.
You can shape this line upward, n minus j times, where j is the y component, or you can shape it horizontally, where the, n minus I times, where I is the x component,
mm-hmm.
and you can get a sort of another set of lines that has only 2 points, and you can now rotate the n grid,
okay.
n grid 4 times,
sure.
1 time, 2, 4 times, you can another 4 set of lines. So this is, and then this is one case. Now for another case where the y component is less than the n over 2 ceiling function,
the floor
function.
Okay.
You can still form a 2-point line, but only this time now it's on the corner of the grid. If you put a line on the corner,
okay, sure,
you only
sure,
step
sure.
2 points. Then you can form another set of lines that has 2 points on it. And now you rotate it 4 times, you get another 4 set of lines.
So how did you make sure that whatever you found, there weren't going to be any more cases?
Okay, so now, in this case, I've considered all the set of slopes where the slope is either greater than n over 2 floor ceiling function or is less than
okay.
n over 2. So I'll consider all set of lines that's possible because by considering the slope.
Okay. So I asked you to bring a number into for
sure,
us today.
Sure.
What is this number?
Okay, the number is 7954210 8.
So about 80 million, okay, but it's 79,542,108.
Yeah.
And what does this number represent?
That's where n equals 28. The number, so this is the number of triangles that can be formed when you have a 28 by 28 grid.
Okay, is that how high you went, or how did you decide to give us this number n equals 28?
That's the largest number I could find available on OEIS.
Our friend, the Online Encyclopedia of Integer
right.
Sequences. So were you able to calculate this number yourself, or
no.
this what were you able to calculate?
I can do for n is less than 4. The highest I tried was n equals 10, but I didn't find the complete solution to n equals 10.
Okay, so if you had more time, what would you want to study next?
I think this formula is very not computational friendly. It's
sure, it doesn't sound like it at
right,
all.
Right, because you have to consider all possible slopes. You have to make sure the GCD of the y-intercept, the y-component, x-component is relative prime. So for n equals 10, that's still manageable. But when you go to n equals 100, equals a million, you know, there's going to be a lot of numbers that you have to consider. You have to consider all possibilities, all possible, you know, patterns to make a slope.
Okay.
And I think, you know, if it's possible, there should be a more, you know, computationally friendly formula that's possible to exist out there.
Okay, did the OEIS give you a was there a formula on that website?
They do. They have a formula similar to mine, but the formula they come up with assumes the number of possible points that's non-collinear on a set. So their formula is somewhat different from mine.
Okay.
I think the general idea of how they came up with it would probably be the same.
Okay.
I actually came up by myself.
Yeah, I know you did. Yeah. All right, cool. So thanks for coming in today and sharing your research.
Sure.
This has been a Math Zorro podcast. Learn more at podcast.mathzorro.com. Thanks.
Okay.